Hi, everybody, and welcome to the OpsCSSA call today on the 13th of August. On the call, we have Olivier Coupin-Leblanc, Mikey O'Connor, and Jörg Schweiger. For Mike and staff, we have Julie Hedlund, Christina Nordstrom, and Patrick Jones. And apologies from Jim Galvin and Bart Bosnico. That's all.
Oh, we did have apologies from Bart. Yeah, that's why he was saying try. Okay. Well, welcome to the gang, and I've got a pretty sketchy agenda today. But, you know, there's plenty of room to add stuff if you want to. Patrick, I know that there's a bit of conversation going on, probably through you, to the DNS-RMF. Do you want to take a minute to update us on that?
As in, through me, as I will be talking with Bill Graham later today, but I understand there's conversation happening and that Bill has either already talked to Chris Despain or will be talking to Chris later in the week.
Okay.
Sort of see where the overlap is between the board-level working group and the DSSA. I have not talked to Bart, although I have received an email from Bart about this as well. Okay. I'm scratching my head a little bit because I was trying to remember if Chris attended the DSSA session followed by the board-level working group session in Prague, and I thought that everybody was on the same page as to who was doing what, so why there's confusion now. I'm a little uncertain by it, but we'll at least have a conversation this week and get us all on the same page. And then when this topic is done, I wanted to ask about posting the report from Prague.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I only add that to the... I think that the email thread, let me just put the posting report thing in there while I remember it. I think the email thread that Jörg kicked off and that I replied to last night may be kind of at the root of this, because there is a fair amount of overlap right now between what we're doing and what the DNS-RMF work plan calls for. And so I think it would be good to have a conversation between Bill and maybe the ops group at some point soon to sort of brief Bill on what we think we're doing and make sure that that doesn't, you know, make him uncomfortable. I mean, you know, Patrick, you sit in both groups. When you look at our plan, which hopefully is on the screen in front of you, I still am having a little trouble with Adobe Connect, so I can't monitor it. Do you think that what we're, our current approach, where, you know, we do a lot of roles, gaps, and overlap stuff between now and Toronto, do you think that that's eating into what the consultants are supposed to be doing?
So I think that the group is at a stage where there is a lot of overlap, and so it would be good to have Bill and Chris connect and also have Bill talk to this ops group again.
Yeah, I think that would be very helpful. Because, you know, right. I mean, I think we're pretty teed up to do this.
Well, and so is the board working group is also keen to have a outside party do the work that's in the work plan. And that's not going to stop. So,
right.
You know, if they're doing duplicate work, then that's a bit of an issue.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure that it's a terrible issue. I mean, it's something that we are pretty interested in doing. But at the same time, I don't want to get to a showdown at the OK Corral at the end where we have two versions of the same document, one coming from the DSSA and one coming from the consultant. So it's probably... I mean, I'm not actually terribly adverse to having that happen, but it'd probably be good to at least coordinate it a little bit. Because I think that one of the things that we are interested in doing, let me drag another picture in front of you guys. Again, I'm taking on complete faith that you can see this when I do it. But, you know, this is our old friend. This is the one that we're going to work on, I think.
Olivier has a hand up, too.
Oh, Olivier. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Olivier.
Hi, it's Olivier for the transcript. Actually, you were talking about a showdown at the OK Corral. We probably wouldn't have one if the answers and the results agree with each other. The concern would be if they don't agree with each other.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
When the totally opposite things get said, and then what do we do at that point?
Right, right.
Well, so one way to address that, and we need to get Bill's take on it, is that whoever is identified to assist the working group with this board level effort can get linked up with the ops group at an early stage, then, and if the work is in parallel, or at least there's an understanding, or maybe even the ops group is, you know, providing some responses to questions from the through staff to the consultant. I don't know. I'm kind of talking out loud, but
I think it's good to do that, though. I think it's really good to sort of start thinking about that now, because it's easy. You know, it's easy to fix this stuff right now. It gets harder if we wait till the end, and now we've got completed work that we have to reconcile. And I think that that's one of the themes that we on the ops side have been sounding all along, which is, please, 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 let's make sure that this stuff is coordinated so that we avoid that.
Yeah, and I just wanted to also use this as a chance to make a pitch that if you know experts or, you know, entities out there that would be interested in this type of work, encourage them to submit a response to the RFP. You know, the deadline is not up yet, and it would be, any additional, interest would be helpful for us.
So maybe it's, Jorg, Olivier, Jim, Mikey, and Mark's pretty good consulting firm.
Mikey, it's Olivier. I was going to suggest a guy whom I know called Mikey. I'm not sure if he's that great, but I've heard a lot about him. So.
Mikey's Mad Man Consulting Firm. Yeah, that'd go over good in the community, wouldn't it? I don't think so. I think there's a Mike Wallace test problem there. I think one of the tricky things, this is just Mikey off to the side. And I used to be in this business of delivering borrow your watch and tell you what time it is consulting for reasons. You know, the trick to this particular RFP is that there isn't really a qualified entity to do it. Name any of the major entities. Booz Allen Hamilton, McKinsey, any of the big six, big three, whatever they are now, EDS, CSC. You know, none of those folks are going to be able to get up to speed and deliver a credible product in anywhere near the time frame that's listed in that RFP. So it is a bit of a problem. One of the contingencies you may want to start planning for, Patrick, is you don't get a qualified response. And what do you do in that case? That's an interesting puzzler. I don't envy you that. I think that's one of the reasons why I'm not going to be shy about continuing to push us down this path. Because, in a way, the fact that we overlap that work plan a bit provides that contingency for you. because while we can't make the choice as to what that framework ought to look like, you know, that's clearly in, that's way outside our scope. The gaps and overlaps part, the arrow that we're working on right now, this one up here in the upper left corner, is in our scope, and at a minimum provides a bit of a backstop for that contingency where, you know, you find it hard to come up with a qualified response. I think that's part of the unspoken conversation that is taking place, is you know, how much do we wait? And I think the sense of this group is, well, we're not going to wait a lot.
Yeah.
We're going to wait some, but, you know, we're going to keep chugging away on this thing. And I think that the quality of the work will be good enough that it will fit into whatever the consultants, you know, eventually need. But it, at the same time, I think it's really important to keep coordination tight, for sure. Okay, I see a queue that's clear. Anybody want any final thoughts on that before we move on to pushing the report out? I'm not seeing anybody. Okay. Patrick, back to you on posting the report.
Yep. So, Mikey, I saw your reply. I guess it was from Friday. You know, I can take the executive summary and use that and get the document posted today. Unless there's any objections from anyone else in the ops group.
Yeah, we got a plus one from York. Olivia, you got any thoughts on that? He's probably muted. I'm not hearing him.
He's typing
here
in the chat.
I was muted, and then I thought, let me write that I'm muted. Then I thought, but hang on, I can just unmute. That's easier to type, I'm muted.
So do you guys know that most telephones have a mute button on them that works a lot faster than all that star 17 stuff?
That's what I use. I use the mute button on my phone. It's one of these touch phone type things, and
yeah,
when you're sweaty and so on, it just doesn't work that well.
Okay,
anyway,
carry on.
But fine with it. I'm okay with that. So.
Okay. Yeah, why don't we do that? I mean, yeah, you know, I think that this will draw enough attention without us structuring the attention a whole lot. And in fact, if we write new questions that aren't in the report, then we're sort of drifting into a zone, well, should we go back to the DSSA and check our questions? And, you know, it's just too hard. Let's just get it out.
Yeah. So I might have caused more confusion than I meant to. What I was wondering was, as we post the announcement, if there's anything to highlight to focus community attention. And if that's pulling some of the questions that are already in the report, then I could put those in the you know, announcement body. But if it's enough just to include the executive summary with a link to the report and encourage community feedback and rely on all the DSSA participants to reach back to their communities and have them look at it, I'm okay with that. I've just been seeing that we post these documents and either we get crickets and nothing, or we get a handful of comments, and some of them have been really good, but the more the better. Well, anyway, so
yeah,
you get the point I'm trying to make.
Yep. And I think that, you know, part of the trouble with the crickets and the incredibly small turnout is that, at least on the GNSO side, The volunteer community and the typical people who would respond to these things are totally overloaded with new GTLDs. And so anything that's not directly on that path is just getting thrown over the side right now. You know, this is above my pay grade, but the issue that Stefan von Gelder brought up about timing and amount of work is, you know, it's driving this problem. And you know, at least in the GNSO, we're getting down to the point where there are so few people that are actually writing policy in working groups that you start to scratch your head and say, are we working on an inverted pyramid where the board is bigger than the total population of people who write stuff in working groups? But that's above our pay grade. So I think what we do is we go ahead, get it out. One of the advantages to the security stuff is that it's aimed at a different community than the normal ICANN policymaking community, I think. And so I think one of the things that we might want to try to do is reach out into NANOG and some of these other more specific security-oriented groups and see if we can flush some people out from that. Okay. Let's just take a look. I've got a new version of the work plan that's probably too small for you to read. Hang on. I rearranged things a bit and added some stuff. Get this centered. Now, are you seeing that on your screen? Because my goofy new computer, for some reason, doesn't echo the screen anymore. So I'm...
I see the mind map.
Yeah, I'm in the mind map, and hopefully you can read it. Let me just preview it. Yeah, I guess that's okay. Is that big enough that you can read it, folks? No complaints?
Yep.
Okay. I'm just wondering, you know, one of the things that I did in this work group, or in this work plan, is I split these two projects into parallel projects. And said, okay, well, we'll form two subgroups and let two subgroups run in parallel. And I'm wondering if that was maybe not a really good idea, that maybe what we ought to do is just keep, because our whole group is so small right now. I wonder if we ought to just work on these two things in parallel and essentially say, okay, first half of the call we're going to do risk scenarios, and second half of the call we're going to ID roles, gaps, and overlaps and keep the group together and not do all of this overhead of subgroups and separate meetings and stuff. So that's the main sort of work plan question I have for you today. Because as I say, if we go into subgroups, then we need two leaders and we need two more meetings, teleconferences, blah, blah, blah. And I'm, as I was looking at it, scratching my head and thinking, maybe that's overburdening the overhead side. So anybody can sing out either way on that. I'm not getting overwhelming. So does that mean you don't care or you agree with me? Don't all speak at once.
There's comments in the chat.
Oh, there we go. Oh, clone Mikey. That's a cool idea. Yeah, and Patrick's into one group. Okay, yeah. That's the other problem with this computer is everything's too dang small. Okay, so I'm gonna strip those out and start structuring work for the group this Thursday, where we'll just split the calls in half. And it may be that people will sort of naturally fall into interest-driven subgroups, and that's fine. Okay, and Olivier is on board as well. Okay. That's kind of the only big choice I had for you all today. Is there anything else that you... I think this may be another one where I give you back a half an hour because, you know, the main thing that were on my mind we've covered. I'm happy to report that my lawsuit is now filed, so as a result, I've got most of my time back. I was worried a month ago that we were going to dive right into a very intense work plan and that I wouldn't be able to cover all the bases, but I'm back to the normal workload, so I'm fine just kind of continuing on in the role that I'm in. And so I'm feeling like I know what to do. And with that, I think we'll call it a day. I think that's about it. Patrick, if you could for sure kind of get Bill's attention, that would be helpful. I think one of the things that we do need is a little bit more active coordination between the DNSRMF and us, because we're now running two projects in parallel. And so if you know, if we could get Bill and Chris and crew on the ops call, that would be very helpful. Or, you know, set up a special call for the ops gang and Bill and Chris or whatever emerges from all these conversations. I think we really we really do need Olivier, go ahead. He's agreeing and saying, you read my mind, Mikey. That's my goal, is to be radar.
Mikey, it's Olivier here. I just put a green tick for the transcript record because I think it really becomes very important to see if coordination is going to prevail on this. It will certainly save a lot of time, both for us and for the board working group, if we're well coordinated and know what each hand is doing, the left and the right hand. So, you know, we'll see where how this goes. But certainly inviting them on the ops call would be an excellent, excellent move.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that it's safe to say that we would probably pretty cheerfully reschedule the ops call, either temporarily or permanently, to accommodate a liaison between those, you know, these two groups. You know, if Bill could join us on these or... you know, something, but I'm going to now branch out of purely project manager neutral mode for a minute and make an observation that the board group seems very disconnected from the work that they're doing. You know, it's kind of like they're all too busy to really dig in and pay attention to the issues that we keep bringing to them. They kind of wave their hands at it. I'm not sure they even wave their hands at it. It does seem to me that we need a little bit more active participation on their side. And in the past, I've been inclined to be deferential and say, well, here I am, a mere lowly, you know, bottom-of-the-bottom-up process kind of guy, and I'm dealing with the lofty heights of the board. But I'm getting a little bit impatient with that because it's sort of like working in a big corporation where I have to wait around for the executorial types to pay attention to my frontline problems. And my typical solution to that is to just start doing stuff. And that's pretty much the frame of mind I'm in right now. Is I'm getting a little bit beyond my tolerance for no echo. So if you could convey that to Bill and the rest of the DNSRMF, that would be very helpful, Patrick.
Well, I will do my best, but I'm sure that you could say exactly that to...
Yeah, but I can never get them on the phone. I mean, that's the thing, you know. No, I write letters, I send carrier pigeons, I can't get their attention.
So I'm going to talk to Bill today, hopefully this morning, and I will convey this.
Cool. Yeah. I'm quite cheerful to be the impatient bad guy in this story. Olivier, go ahead.
Mikey, it's Olivier. I'm really sorry to have to break the news over to you, but one of the facts of being able to reach the board and the high spheres of life is to bring this essential distance between you and the plebs, the proletariat of the world that always asks things of you. So you need to refuse calls and keep this mysterious lifestyle. One day you might achieve this, Mikey.
Oh my god.
Anyway, and for the transcript, this is very, very cynical.
Yes.
In a cynical tone, not in any serious tone whatsoever. Thank you.
Right. Olivier has his tongue firmly in his cheek as he says this. Yeah, well, it is starting to get to be an issue because, you know, and again, the solution from my vantage point is we're just going to keep rolling. And if it turns out that it creates a little overlap, well, too darn bad. Because I think that we have to keep going. We can't just sit on our thumbs and wait for this process to unfold. And as I mentioned earlier, I don't know if it's going to be possible to come up with a qualified consulting firm to do the work that they've laid out. So, anyway, end of rant, end of venting, and end of sarcasm. And with that, end of call. Unless there's anything else, Christina, I think we can wrap this one up.
Sure.
Okay. See you, gang.
Thanks, everybody.
See you Thursday.
Yep.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Everyone, bye-bye.
Thanks very much, everyone.
Thank you.